So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Are you feeling better?
Yeah. Took me out for a while, but now I'm back and, yeah, feeling better. So thank
trying
you.
Trying to catch up now. Yeah. Good.
So I just have a few interview questions, and a lot of them are pretty easy. So we'll just start off with asking you, what is your current job position or current title?
My current title is Communications Director at the Minnesota Beef Council.
Perfect. And before that, what was your education and background before getting this job?
Mm-hmm. So as far as education, I attended the University of Minnesota in Twin Cities and majored in agricultural communications and marketing with an animal science minor. And before that, I guess I kind of determined that I knew I wanted to, I actually am unique, I say, in that I knew what I wanted to go to college for, and a lot of my friends didn't. But throughout high school, I really developed a passion for communications within the livestock industry specifically. And that really came from my involvement in 4-H and FFA, you know, growing up on a hobby farm and showing and the connections I made in the industry that way.
Awesome. So these next questions are a little bit more specific. And before I go into them, I'll kind of explain my project. So
yeah, that'd be helpful.
Yeah. So at our school, we're required to take a senior seminar class, and with that, create a senior project in order to graduate. And so this year, I decided to make food recipe videos. And so, yeah, do that, but with a
little,
yeah. So, I mean, that's in essence what it is. I want to incorporate a little bit more, agriculture, like details with it. And maybe like highlighting a special food product, like say I'm making like beef tacos, going on to like a beef farm and giving like a mini tour of how beef is produced. So kind of trying to combine both of them. So these next questions are a lot of the video, the work that you've done in video related. So do you have any special skills and experiences relating to video projects and video marketing?
So as far as education, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, not really, to be honest. I guess my passion lied more in photography, and it was through, you know, learning photography that I've always continuously enjoyed the challenge of learning. And when I accepted my position with Minnesota Beef Co., I saw a huge opportunity for us to grow in video because, you know, when it comes to education and our audience being on social media, we can all kind of agree that when we go on social media, we're going on there to be entertained primarily, not to learn. So I knew that we could capture our audience's attention by first entertaining them through video, which, you know, are easy to get sucked into, and then subliminally putting our messaging within that. So also when it comes to video production, it can get very, very expensive when you're hiring out agencies to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of presented to my boss the idea that, you know, I learn it and just kind of take the bull by the horns, really, and start developing some videos for us, and that's what we did. So as far as equipment, I did my research on what kind of equipment we could get by with. We have a smaller budget, so unfortunately we couldn't get, you know, top-of-the-line equipment, but I knew, you know, what video meant. Like, I'd taken video before on my own personal camera stuff or some special, like, you know, state fair projects mm-hmm. or, like, that beef championship video I've done. So I was familiar to some extent with how-to video, but as far as, like, learning audio and, you know, how to use a drone and stuff like mm-hmm. that was pretty much self-taught as far as like editing too and all the software and programs needed. I did, as far as like formal training, that would be probably 2 hours total that I've had, mm-hmm. and that was with an agency team who we've teamed up with some projects with in the past.
And what you kind of went into detail, but I'll ask you to go in a little bit further. So what are some of the video projects that you have created and then have posted for the Beef Council?
Yeah. So, it's kind of been a variety. So, either as far as like video creativity, all of the videos that we post typically are either my boss's idea or my idea, but I'm the one typically carrying out that from beginning to end. So even if I'm not, say, the one producing the video, like we've produced a few farmer feature videos that you can find on our website, which is mnbeef.org. There's a Raising Beef tab if you'd like to check those out, and we actually go to three different Minnesota farms, and you know, they're kind of focused, their messaging on different things. So like one is more animal welfare mm-hmm. focused, and then one is more like antibiotics, hormones, and kind of like hot topic buzz things focused. So that was produced by a professional team, but even so, I was very hands-on as far as coming up with the interview questions, like communicating with our farmers and like really setting the whole thing up. They just kind of showed up there that day, filmed, and then edit accordingly. So I still have a lot of creative control with that, but the videos that I've done from beginning to end would include like our 12 days of giveaways or meet a five-year-old cattle feeder, kitchen catastrophes. They're kind of like little series that we do mm-hmm. in the kitchen. Recently we did like a nutrition and fitness series. So there's a lot of variety, which I guess I really love about my job, because obviously like the beef industry is really important to me and a huge passion of mine, but I also am really passionate about like health and nutrition and fitness. Yes. So it's really cool that I can combine, you know, so many passions mm-hmm. into one job.
So with that, what is the most challenging part of your job?
Okay, so I would say that's a great question. I was just having to fill out actually my performance review this week, so they ask like these same type of questions, you know, what do you struggle with? And I would definitely say I love the variety, but it can also be overwhelming. So in my position with marketing in general and having a lot of different hands in certain projects and waiting for approval and working with different teams, it seems like it's a lot of hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I like to, you know, just kind of plow through projects and get done what I can get done on my own timeline selfishly. So sometimes it will be hard because I'll be waiting to hear back on several projects at once, and then all of a sudden I hear back on all of them in one day, so then it kind of creates stress for me.
Yeah.
All of a sudden my plate went from kind of empty to full.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say just it can be overwhelming at times, especially when I'm the only communications person in our office. The budget, I'd say, is a struggle, and we can't afford technically to have two communications people. So I'm, you know, in charge of our website, social media, video, our like TV and lining that up, mm-hmm. and advertising partners and YouTube and Spotify and like all of this stuff. So there's definitely a lot of wheels always turning, which can be fun and definitely rewarding for the different opportunities I've gotten, but also can be overwhelming at times.
Perfect. So in contrast with that, what is your favorite part of your job?
I think my favorite part would be I'm trying to think of how to word this. I'd say it's like the pride that comes with being able to think of an idea and carry through it all the way to the end. I had originally looked at like working for an agency, and mm-hmm. that was a little bit less appealing to me simply because I knew I'd be kind of pigeonholed in the one area. And as a person who really has, you know, more of a creative mindset, I didn't like the idea that I'd only be a copywriter or only be a project manager or, you know, only be able to do certain things.
Yeah.
Whereas my job right now is really rewarding in that I get exposure to all different, you know, facets of marketing and communications. And that's really rewarding to, like I said, work with three big passions of mine to combine it in order to reach our consumer and promote our beef farmers here.
So going back into the video part, what are some tactics that you use when you're in front of the camera to really make the videos engaging and engage the people who are just watching it through a screen?
This is a great question. Actually, I'm going to answer it from the perspective of our board chairman, Mark month, Malachek, who actually, he called me yesterday to discuss my Twin Cities Live segment. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes,
I did. But that was on TV earlier this week, and he called yesterday when I was actually on a way to a video, there wasn't a video, photo shoot all day, and he mentioned that, you know, it seems like I really was able to flow with conversation and make it more, like, relatable and conversational or, like, real rather than super polished, which I think can be a mistake when it comes to, you know, doing kitchen stuff, because no one has, you know, perfection in the kitchen or just life in general. And so I think just kind of we put ourselves in the shoes of consumers. So I always say it's unique in that our office, we have all staff members which are women, which is a little unique. And so we kind of use that to our advantage as far as making the brand to us. So, for example, my boss, Karen, she has three kids at home and a husband, whereas I, you know, I'm single and just out of college. So our cooking needs are very different. You know, she's looking for fast convenience. I am looking for fast convenience, but in a different way. So I'd say as far as relating to the consumers, we put them in our shoes when we're in front of the camera. And then I also like to really try to add humor if I can and, you know, just kind of poke fun at ourselves too, because again, people want to be entertained.
Yes. So on the other side of that, when you do post content, whether it's on your website or on social media, what kind of tactics do you use to make sure to increase engagements from other people, to get the video shared or to get likes and comments? Is there like a specific time that you try to post, or, you know, how do you write your captions? Kind of go into detail of how you post things.
Yeah. So when it comes to caption writing, our brand, we try to be kind of edgy, I would say, as far as we have to align with our national team. So in order to do that, they have like some nicely done beef campaigns, which are kind of sarcastic, you might say. So we try to match that, but then also add our own, you know, personality flair for the state of Minnesota. So I always keep that in mind with captions to make them short, concise, and hopefully either like relatable or edgy. And then also, let's see, what was your other?
Like the timing of posts.
Oh, time of day. Yeah. So I try to post. This is a great question too, because this varies obviously for a producer audience versus consumer. So for producers, if you're wanting them to see something, it'd be best to post it, you know, 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to be on Facebook at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas consumers, they are, you know. So,
yeah.
And most of the stuff I'm doing is consumer-focused. So a lot of times I'll post in the morning. Otherwise, a hot spot for me is kind of around lunchtime because I assume, you know, that people, if they're at work, they're on lunch break or something, scrolling.
Yeah.
So that's a good time. Occasionally I'll, you know, schedule something for, I don't know, 7 o'clock at night, but that's more of a rare thing. I kind of feel like anything after 3 p.m. is sometimes ignored because people are kind of already checked out for the day or thinking ahead to, you know, leaving work by then. So, yeah, I guess mostly lunchtime is a hot spot. Otherwise, mid-morning is a time that we perform well, depending on the post. That's something that we struggle with is algorithm, which I think a lot of, you know, small businesses can relate to. It always seems to change. Like sometimes you can post one day at this time and get, you know, a lot of engagement. Other times it's like no one saw it. So,
So you mentioned earlier in the interview that, you know, you talked about the popularity of video. What do you see as, you know, the future for video? Do you see it increasing, or what kind of trends do you see, or like social media trends, what do you see for the future?
Yeah, so I definitely see video increasing. I mean, we've already seen that over the last 5 years alone. It's become really heavy with video. And then, you know, something too, I try to, when I post, I try to make sure there's always a graphic, because those almost always perform better than if it's just text. Advertising is another big thing for Facebook, and you kind of have to pay to play at times. So that can be hard, again, because when you're limited with a budget, you know, it's kind of deciding, okay, what's worth spending money on and what's worth not spending money on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Facebook advertising, like you could spread yourself thin and say, you know, boost each post for $10, and sure, that might help, but that isn't going to do as much as, you know, letting some perform organically and then putting 50 behind one post.
Yeah.
So if that makes sense. So, you know, we're not wanting to pay to play a lot if we don't have to, just because, again, we're trying to, you know, reach a lot of different people. And so I guess as far as trends, mostly just that video and continuing to engage, you know, with what's growing Facebook too. We're looking more for not necessarily numbers of followers, but number of engagement, because if we have consumers who are, you know, with us consistently and asking questions and learning from us, we feel that that's more important necessarily than just random eyeballs that aren't going to take action.
And my last question for you is, through this whole kind of journey of creating videos, what is the most valuable thing that you have learned?
Something I'm always learning, whether it be in photography or videography, is that there's always more to learn. It's like the more you know, the less you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always something more to learn, and just when you think you're getting better, it's like something that you realize is off or something. I guess maybe this isn't the best answer, but I think it's just, or just like you have to be patient also with video. You have to sometimes just to make a 2-minute video that will require an 8-hour production day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to get a lot of variety and a lot of shots, especially in order to keep that movement that video requires versus stagnant photos. So yeah, I definitely say patience and perseverance when it comes to learning and staying up to date with not only trends, but also software updates.
Perfect.